Das kann so sagen, dass wir gesagt haben, wenn wir wieder mit Sechte Yvam, es darf Lamed Aleph. Sagt mal, bei ihr erst, the Mishnah says, if a house collapsed and killed Reuven and his wife, who was also Shimon's daughter, Shimon has to give Chalitza to Reuven's other wife, but may not do Yibam because we don't know who died first. Was it Reuven or was it Shimon's daughter, Reuven's wife? Now, according to what Rabbi had said previously, we should say that this woman had a Chazaka that she was not subject to Yibam because she was a Tsar of an Erva. And based on a Sofik, we should not come to make her be subject to Yibam. So if you're going to say that we make her get Chalitza as a Chumrah, we should say that we don't allow that because it may lead to Yibam being done as well, as we said regarding the case of the questionable get, the questionable divorce. And for the Gemara, divorce is more common, and therefore there are a bunch of regards that we can't allow Chalitza because maybe it'll lead to Yibam. Regarding the house collapsing, that's uncommon, it's a milsa to Shricha, and therefore there are a bunch of more regards in that case, which is why we allow it and we require Chalitza. Another teretz, regarding the divorce where the Erva is still alive, people will say if the Rabbanim require Chalitza, although the Erva is still around, it must be that they feel that the divorce is a fully functioning divorce. We don't want that to happen. To prevent that, they say that Chalitza should not be done. However, in the case of the collapsed house, since the Erva is dead, no one will say that since they require Chalitza, it must be that the Rabbanim knew that the wife died before the husband. Because everyone knows, how could the Rabbanim know? They're not in the Vim that they can know who died first in the collapsed house. How can Rabbi say that our Mishnah didn't mention the case of a questionable divorce where the get was questionable whether it landed in her four amas or not, and to say because in that case we couldn't have the tzara be subject to chalitza because it may lead to yibam being done? We have a Mishnah that says that when a get lands in a way that is questionably within her four amas, we do require the tzara to get chalitza, and the Mishnah is not concerned that it may lead to yibam over there. So why in our Mishnah is it different? We can't say that's the reason of our Mishnah for not mentioning that case. And for the Gemara, we have learned that Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef both said that Mishnah is discussing where there are two sets of contradicting witnesses. One set says it was closer to her, one set said it was closer to him. Therefore, it's a suffix deraisa, and we can't follow the chazaka, and we make her get chalitza. However, in our Mishnah, we're discussing a case where there's only one witness against one witness. One said it was closer to her, one was saying it was closer to him. Therefore, it's only a suffix derabanan, and we therefore would follow the chazaka. In fact, more we find that even when there are two sets of contradicting witnesses, we still follow the chazaka. Based on these questions, Abaya said that the Mishnah actually did mean to include the case of where the get is questionably within her four amas. The Mishnah didn't list it specifically in the case of get because it already said that case of Safikar of law by Kedushin. And we mentioned by Kedushin, and of course we mean to say that it applies to a get in that situation as well. Reflecting where the Mishnah said, Zehu, this is the case of Safik Kedushin, and then Zehu, this is the case of Safik Gerushin. So what is the Zehu in the case of the questionable Kedushin coming to exclude? The Gemara comes to exclude the case where the Kedushin document is not dated. And in truth, when it's written by the case of Gerushin Zehu, we only write it because since we write it by the Kedushin, we write it again by the Gerushin. But in truth, there's nothing that's being excluded over there. It really includes the case of Safik Karev Law as well. Furthermore, according to the view that a get has to be dated to prevent someone from trying to save his wife who was found to have been Mizana while married to him, so he'll maybe predate it to show that she was divorced, make believe she was divorced, but when the time of the Zinus happened, we should likewise require a date, Zman, on a Kedushin document. Well, Mar said, since most people do Kedushin with money and not with a document, they didn't make this dating requirement. Zuck, the Mishnah of three brothers married three unrelated women, and Reuven dies without children, and Shimon gives Maimar to the Yavama. And then Shimon dies without children. Levi has to give Chalitza to these women and not do Yibam. This is based on the Pasuk of Umeis Echad Mehem, Yavama Yavah Yaleha. Yibam is only done when a woman falls to Yibam from one brother, and here it's as if she's falling from both brothers because she also had Maimar from the second brother. Shimon says he can do Yibam to either one and give Chalitza to the other one. The Mishnah learns this exemption from a pasuk. If so, they should be potter from chalitza as well, because if it's deraisa, it's a full erva almost. So there should be no even chalitza, according to the Tanakhama. And for the Gemara, it's really only the Rabbanon. They made exer that both women can't be taken in yibam because may lead people to say that even when two women are falling from the same brother, they can be taken in yibam. Therefore, they said just do chalitza. Why can't we allow one of them to have yibam and give chalitza to the other one? But I said we're concerned that people will say that the women from one brother were partially built with yibam and partially let go with chalitza. So what's wrong with that? So Gemara, you're right. If they do yibam and then chalitza, nothing wrong. However, the concern is for the case when they first give chalitza and then do yibam to the other one. We're afraid that one will come to do that when the women are truly from one brother. In that case, it would be fully usher to do yibam to the second one, because we learn from a pasuk that once chalitza is given, yibam may no longer be done. Rava said, if Shimon gave a get to the Yavama after giving her Maimer, and then he died, so he gave her a get for her maimer, not for her zika, only for her maimer, Levi would be allowed to take Shimon's original wife in Yibum. He would not be allowed to take the maimer wife in Yibum, because that may lead to people allowing Yibum, even for a regular Yavama who had received a get, in which case it would really be a get for the zika, in which case we don't allow Yibum. To that, we wouldn't allow the maimer wife to be taken in Yibum, but Levi's original wife could be, Shimon's original wife could be taken in Yibum. Another version says that Ravi even allowed Yibum to the woman who got the get after her maimer. He says that the get reversed the mimer, and she's now as she was before. Yivam had fallen to Yibum from one brother, and therefore he can do Yibum to her as well.